You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, it might be a party in the USA, but I don't know if it's a party in the state of Washington, where now what do you do? Sticking on the college football theme, Damon Williams Jr., Washington quarterback. Now, many of you probably don't know who he is. Exciting talent, whatever. We told you this story yesterday. If we didn't do it earlier in the week, too, I can't remember if we did it early in the week. I know we did it yesterday where we told you his agent basically said, no, I'm out. I'm not doing this. And in case you missed the kind of the details, he signed a contract to return to Washington. They paid him about $4.5 million. Then there was rumors that LSU and Lane Kiffin were after him. And then on Monday, he decided to enter the transfer portal, saying he's got to look out for his family. And Washington correctly went ham and started fighting legally and whatnot. And then the agent said, no, no, I'm out. I'm not doing that. But now the agent represents the head coach of Washington, Jed Fish. And so last night, the quarterback decides, you know what? Sorry, guys. This is all a ruse. This is all a mess. I'm coming back. I'm fully committed. So last night as I was bumping around after the game, I found this piece of audio, a Seattle-based television anchor who goes, scorched earth might be strong, but who really sends the message appropriately from the media perspective, because not only is there the whole situation of signing a contract and then leaving and whatever, but he took the time to do this during the funeral of a fellow Washington, University of Washington soccer athlete. And everybody apparently was at the funeral when he announced this on social media earlier this week. So listen up to this.
Last night at UW was supposed to be about the life of Mia Hammond, a student athlete whose life was tragically cut short by kidney cancer. Instead, many were distracted by the shock of quarterback Damon Williams Jr. entering the transfer portal. We'll discuss the implications of Williams signing an agreement to stay at UW, then reneging on that deal just days later. But it's the tone-deaf and selfish timing of his announcement on social media that bothers me the most. While head coach Jed Fish and most of the football team joined the rest of the Husky athletic family and beyond at Heck Ed to help celebrate and remember one of their own, Williams posted his news on Instagram. It prompted this reaction from Jed Fish's wife, Amber, referencing the timing of Williams' post. Quote, announces during a funeral of an athlete at University of Washington, how disgusting, while all of his other teammates were at a funeral, end quote. Frankly, she's right. It is disgusting. And anyone defending Williams claiming he's just 19 years old, he's still a kid, I'd argue with the big boy money he's now getting paid comes a responsibility to act like a man. It's a shame we've reached this point in college athletics with little regulation and the entitlement that comes with it. And while I don't expect an apology, despite his jumping ship and breaching a signed contract, the least Damon could do is apologize for stealing attention from something much more deserving than him. Washington Sports Wrap begins now.
All right, so I wanted to play that audio not because I want to rub it in a kid's face or whatever. I mean, the kid made a horrible, horrible, wretched mistake. And as you heard the sports anchor say, he's 19. But that should not be an excuse for a lack of common sense. Beyond just horrible timing and doing it during a funeral where his teammates and his coach and all of that, just terrible. The bottom line is, son, you sign a contract, you adhere to the contract. And I understand coaches get out of contracts all the time, too. I got it. But when you sign a contract to return and then days later renege on it, that's not cool. That's not the way you do business. That makes no common sense, and that should not be acceptable. There's a difference between a coach leaving for a better job a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever years, after he signs a contract, and this. And then to do it during the funeral, blah, 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 all that. So last night, right after the start of the game, I mean, couldn't have done it an hour before the game, right after the start of the game. So more bad timing. He posts on Instagram, after thoughtful reflection with my family, I'm excited to announce I will continue my football journey at the University of Washington. Deeply grateful, blah, 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 blah. I am fully committed and focused on contributing to what we are building. Additionally, I apologize that the timing of these events coincided with the celebration of life. For Mia Hammett, a beloved member of our university community, I never intended to call attention away to such an important moment. Now, that's a nice and correct and appropriate thing to say. You just have to question everything with this kid. He said, I am excited to reunite with my teammates and to lead the University of Washington to success in 2026 and beyond. Go Huskies. Now, again, you have to question every single thing this kid does from here on out. Every single thing. Because he completely butchered it. Him and his family couldn't have handled this any worse. Here's the question. Here's the question. If you're UW, what other choice do you have but to accept them back? He signed a contract. He didn't officially leave. He didn't officially enter the transfer portal. But man, he wanted out. That's your quarterback. That's your on-field coach. That's your leader. Even though he's sub 20 years old, he didn't want to be with you anymore. He wanted greener pastures. You hold it against him? Can you trust him? Do you believe in him? Do you think that he's going to do the right thing when he needs to do the right thing? Is he going to put in all the work, the effort, the hustle, the loyalty, the respect, the John Cena? You can't see me. Anyway, is he going to do all that? Considering he was literally trying to divorce you 3 days after signing a contract with you. And then saw the negative publicity, saw his agent fire his ass, saw the criticism of him as a person, him as an athlete, and said, guys, I was just kidding, I'm back. I'm back. I could never trust a person like that again. But I'm all for second chances.
I think it's going to be hard, though, man.
Like, I agree with you.
I just don't know, especially with such a physical and emotional game like football. We hear coaches talk about the locker room all the time. We heard Dan Quinn talk about the locker room multiple points of times. It's clear and obvious that you were doing this for money. Like, this was reportedly, you got the contract and someone came and offered you $500,000 more, and you were like, you know what, on second thought, that contract that they just signed, I don't know if I want to do that anymore. It's like, I hope that there was an agent at play who was kind of speaking on his behalf, someone in his camp that kind of spoke
up. The agent fired him.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't even know if it was the agent.
Well, somebody else in his camp that just, because as a,
it was, you know who it probably was? It was probably his parents.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Maybe. Who said, you know, like, oh, because I don't think it was 500,000. I think it was like 1.5 million more.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, I read, like, LSU was offering, like, supposedly close to 6 million.
Yeah.
And he got, like, supposedly 4.5 million, according to Pete Thamel. But here's the comparison, okay? If you were given the option, hey, who do you want to work with? Kevin Sheehan or Loudmouth Russell? And you said, no, nah, you know what? I want to be loyal to my guy, Loudmouth Russell. And then 3 days later, Kevin Sheehan turns around and says, you know, in addition to all that money that they pay you at Odyssey, and I mean all that money, I'm going to give you $500 extra per show or per week. Let's do it like that. I'm going to supplement your salary. And I can't match that. I can't do that. And you tried to take that job and then met a bunch of criticism and a bunch of people that are like, come on, man. Come on, AMAC. That's not the right thing to do. And then you wanted to come back here. Right? And I know that it's kind of a weird, but I'm just trying to put it in perspective, okay? If you then wanted to come back here because you realized, maybe that wasn't cool, maybe that wasn't the right decision, whatever, would I take you back? The answer is probably yes, because I understand humans make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But would I ever be able to forget it? Hell no. Would I be able to completely trust that you're all in? Hell no. Would I be able to ever believe that you would not seek greener pastures? Hell no. Would I ever feel secure and comfortable that you're here to stay and that your heart's totally in it? Probably not. And that's basically what other choice do they have? Because they signed a contract, right? That was the whole point. I mean, he didn't enter the transfer. He announced that he was entering the transfer portal. Right? They don't have a choice. So now they got to trust a talented young kid at the quarterback position who wanted out and only come back because he was slapped across the face a couple of times and kicked in the onions. What a mess. What an absolute mess. All right, coming up, hour number two. We're going to get into the NFL playoffs, Cowboy Bob Stock report, Commanders talking to a couple of offensive-minded coaches for their offensive coordinator position. We'll visit that and tell you what we know about all of that to come on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.